And our political reporter Melissa Clark joins me from Parliament House. Mel, the government has shut down the policy gap on the energy payment with some haste. Why did it find itself having to do so?
Well, it might have been a foreseeable policy gap, but the government wants to make sure there are a few gaps as possible between the government and the opposition so that it can focus on the key areas of difference it wants to highlight in the election campaign. It wants to neutralise issues like this one so that they're not on the radar, so it's not fodder for the opposition. They want people to be focused on the fact they're forecasting a $7 billion surplus next year. They want focus on their more radical changes to income tax rates that they have planned over the forthcoming years. This is the flattening and simplifying and less progressive nature of the income tax rates that the government wants. For them, everything else is a distraction, and this is one that they have really tried to shut down as quickly as possible. And to be fair, this is a tactic that the Labor Party is using as well. It wants to shut down policy differences so that it can focus on just those areas where it thinks it has an advantage, such as health and some of the economic intergenerational issues it points to, like negative gearing.
And education, it seems, as well. How different are the coalition's and Labor's plans?
Now, this is one of the key areas of policy difference that we're going to see over the election campaign, because we will have both sides go to voters with competing economic income tax cuts that, unless you really look very closely at the details, most voters will simply see that they're minor differences that will lead to a different amount of cash in their hip pocket at the end of the day. But when it comes to education, there are very clear differences, all the way from preschool, where the Labor Party is offering subsidised childcare for three-year-olds. The federal government decided not to match that in the federal budget, to the difference over Gonski payments and how much funding is going to primary and secondary schools, all the way through to tertiary education funding, where indexation for universities is still frozen from the federal government. So watch the education space on the campaign trail.
Okay, thank you very much, Melissa. Melissa Clark, our political reporter in Canberra.